Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John Casaretto, investigative journalist, is hanging out with us here in studio with John McAfee, who is a very interesting person, especially in person when you're out hanging out with him in the hill country shooting firearms. And he's here with us today visiting during South by Southwest. Long segment is coming up after this. Then I'm going to give the number out. We just gave it out and take phone calls for McAfee and John Casaretto, who's with him. So, John, finishing your story, mm-hmm. You said it gets really interesting here. You're in the car. He's playing recordings of the investigator, you know, saying, no, yes, you know, there was the $2 million hit, the $600,000 hit on you. Go ahead.
Yeah, there were a number of calls like that were actually naming names and things like that that would come out in the report. So we get out of the car for some fresh air, right? And we're standing there in the parking lot. His phone rings. John's got 8 phones on him. He's reaching, you know, on his pockets, pulls one out, finds the phone, you know, and then he goes, he decides, I'm going to put this on speakerphone, puts it on speakerphone, and it's a security guy. And the security guy is saying, yes, we are going to put bulletproof glass all in your house. We're going to arm the walls. We've got armor going up all around your place. And the machine guns, you know, will be, you know, should we move the carpet, you know, this whole thing. And John's going, yes, I need this stat. I need this immediately, you know. And my friend Eddie and I are looking at each other. We're like, is this even real? Like, it just got really weird. You know, we're talking about something. And then it goes into, you know, these contracts. And now there's a guy that's, you know, arming his house, who's building it up so that it can take on a 50 caliber weapon. And then John hangs up. He looks at us. He goes, well, I'm ready for anyone who comes, you know, and, you know, they can shoot at me all they want. I'm going to be sitting there and I'll be shooting back laughing. So, you know, we walk out of there thinking, you know, this is really just an incredible situation. You know, what a personality, you know, how much of it is true. I start to look into it. You know, there were names that were given out in those recordings. And that's when I first started approaching John, you know, hey, John, I looked at this and I looked at, you know, these names. Every time somebody ever talks about John, it's always these ridiculous stories about, you know, for some of these things to be true, you would have to think that one day I'm going to build a company and my ambition is to have this company, sell it for $100 million, and then I'm going to go to the third world and set up a meth lab. And it's pretty preposterous to think that this would be true. But people are accepting this. And articles that come out, this is what they say. You know,
no, he was smart down there openly setting up a supplement lab, which yes. Which is anybody that's smart. That's what it's all about.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Setting up a meth lab in Central America, by the way, is like putting a gun to your head and pulling the trigger. You know, the cartels, that's their business. You know, a gringo doesn't go down there and start a meth lab.
So, I mean, you know,
that's insane.
The bottom line is John's always gotten kind of this rap. Like, it's always this air of, you know, wanted for murder, wanted for murder. Well, he's never been officially, nobody's ever said he's wanted for murder. They want to ask him questions. Why? Because they want to bring him back down there. They want him back down there so they can do what they're going to do. And as John reports, as John states, you know, they want him gone. So the attack on your life, I think we should talk about, you know, Portland. There was an interesting coincidence that was written in that article, a series of coincidences that happened. His bodyguard had gotten arrested, and he had gotten reports from his security that
you told me this 6 months ago when you were here. You told me not to talk about it.
Actually, I didn't tell you. It hadn't happened 6 months ago.
Well, what was it, 4 months ago?
I don't know. But
when was it you were last year? Because you told me about the October 21st.
Oh, right. It was just after that, as a matter of fact. But I didn't say anything about it, really. I had nothing direct. Basically, here's what happened. A report came out in an Irish newspaper that John McAfee had died of a drug overdose in a Las Vegas hotel. They even named the doctor.
Now, I saw that. Stay there. A 12-minute segment coming up. You'll be able to really break it down, tie all the pieces together.
You bet.
No, but you were just telling me about the folks coming in and you know, what happened at night and having to hide and all that.
Mm-hmm. But I told you off the air, I think.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So I remember you telling me about that.
Right, I did.
But I'm not going to tell any of the story because I don't know how much we can tell.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, we've got triple links on DrudgeReport.com today, the number one news aggregator in the country. There's a new four-year document out. Homeland Security monitors Drudge Report. The tales of DHS media monitoring capability program revealed. And I was really interested in this because there was a lawsuit with former Congressman Bob Barr, who we're supporting for re-election because he was anti-NSA a long time ago. And I know he's been trying to get the information out, but this new four-year has been successful. We confirm that we are in the other foyer from the data Barr got also being spied on like Drudge. So that's a good thing, folks. I like DHS, the fact that they want to spy on us. It is illegal, but I have nothing to really hide. The problem is, though, they can still use that data to then set me up. People never think about that access to my computers, access to what I'm doing, allows them to plant stuff. So if you ever hear something about Drudge or Alex Jones, it's pure bull, folks. Everybody knows me. I have nothing to hide. I eat too much. Sometimes I drink too much. What you see on the air is what's going on. Basically a Tasmanian devil from Texas who loves freedom and loves Jesus. Now, we've got John McAfee here with us, and we've also got investigative journalists. Plug your website. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I want John to go back and have the floor here and talk about the attempted hits on he and his wife.
Yeah, I'm the security editor for SiliconANGLE, and our publication is all about technology, and I cover security.
We're John Casaretto.
John Casaretto. And I've got, you know, our operation is some 20, 25 people and growing, and it's a great operation. We do live events through this thing we call the Cube. We got a number of great people that do all the work, all the production. It's like ESPN. We call our shows kind of like the ESPN of tech. So we'll go to like tech events. We're number one on all these topics like crypto coins.
Yes.
Number one on big data and all these great things. So I'm following security stories all the time. It's why I came to Mr. McAfee, and you know, I'm covering all the things that are coming out about, you know, his testimony.
And bottom line, you found him to be credible and believe his story.
Absolutely.
And have verified a lot of it.
There comes a certain point, Alex, where, you know, you've got to go with your gut. You know, you got
to
go.
Well, plus, you've been privy to a lot of stuff that hadn't been released.
Absolutely. There's a lot more that will be coming out about this in terms of.
It was not just your gut. You verified a lot of it.
Absolutely. Well, that's how I got into it, of course. Yes. But I've heard so many things. I mean, I heard phone calls before we walked in here he played another recording for me that was really interesting. And, you know, there's hours of recordings. I spent 3 days with Mr. McAfee at his location up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, remote, you know, secure. And we went through tons and tons of documents, shell companies, 300 some companies, you know, guys switching seats, like, you know, same three guys moving around all these different companies. And, you know, all through this whole network that is, you know, requesting visas, that has companies out in Belize that are connected and are connected to this attempt on Mr. McAfee's life, as he reports.
Now, what can you do, John? I mean, do you release it all so they have no reason to kill you? Or then do they want a revenge killing because of it? Or do you say, look, I've already tried to report this. The government doesn't care. I'm dropping it. I've destroyed it all. You'll never hear from me again.
They're not going to believe that last statement that I've done. You know, you'll never hear from me again. And they will get back at me just for revenge. Here's my strategy. I am trying to dance on a tightrope. I think the best thing that I can do is to release just enough information to make the public and the government aware of what's happening. Number two, there are one or two people who really do need to be arrested. All right, I intend fully to release everything about those individuals. Others, perhaps the more powerful people than the government, I have retained a lawyer who is going to already has taken charge of the evidence, all of the evidence, all of 17,000 hours of recordings and documents and what have you, and have given the same evidence to a number of other people. The lawyer is in the process of writing a letter to the Belizean government saying, if I do not hear from Mr. McAfee by 2 p.m. every day with a password, he has instructed me to release this full documentation to the press, which implicates every single person within the Belizean government. Now, I believe that they have enough common sense that they will let the few people that really need to be arrested, the ones that, you know, I think did the most crimes against me, to let that happen, and I will just keep quiet for the rest of my life. And as long as nothing happens to me, nothing will happen to them. But believe me, the information that I have will bring down the entire Belizean government. They know this, and this is why they are so desperate to silence me. It's too late to silence me. The evidence is in the hands of other people now.
Well, just like I told the D.C. madam, you have not told me any of what that evidence is. You had just told me about one of the attempts. I guess you were here like a week after it happened.
Yes, right.
No.
Now, I have full evidence on those things, which I've given to John. What happened was, first of all, the first clue, and it should have occurred to me at the time, was there was a report of my death. Okay, John McAfee died of a drug overdose. And I got a call at 8 o'clock in the morning from a friend, and they were in tears. And I go, "What?" And it just went all over the net. It was weird. I put out a tweet saying, "Not true." In fact, you know, I woke up feeling fine, or I went to bed feeling fine.
Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Within 12 hours, my security guards get arrested mysteriously. 12 hours later, at 2:15 in the morning on the 12th of September. And I was up because I was anticipating. I have contacts still within the government. I was anticipating. I didn't know the exact date, but I knew it was coming soon. I was up and watching at 2:15. Two police motorcycles. Now this is at night, where police do not really use their motorcycles after dark. Two police motorcycles, followed by a sedan full of plainclothes people, followed by a garbage truck, the compressing variety.
They were going to put you in that.
Maybe. I have no clue. But they pulled up right in front of my condo, and there is no back exit. There is only one exit, and that is through the front. I ran, and I grabbed my wife. We ran downstairs to the garage. I wanted to hide in the trash bins, the big things, thinking maybe we'd be safe. My wife refused. So we climbed. We have in the condo was a car stacking elevator where you drive your car in, it puts it on the second floor, and then you drive others in, up and down. We climbed up on the second floor, hid under a car, both of us together, for 5 hours. We were not under there for a minute before we heard the running up and down the stairs and excited voices, and then they came into the garage, but very stealthily. They looked into the garbage room. You know, I'm rumored to be armed and dangerous, and I think they didn't want to just open the thing. They were talking. We could hear them talking. And they were there for about an hour before the garage truck came in. The garbage truck came into the garage. They rolled the bins, they lifted up, dumped it, compressed it, both bins, and drove off. We waited 2 hours till after everybody had gone. We ran and got our things, and we left. We haven't been back.
Why not lay in wait with a assault rifle and... It might have been cops, but they're coming to kill you.
It may have been real cops, okay?
That's what you told me right after it happened. You said, might have been cops with a warrant. How did you know?
Yeah, I didn't. But cops with a warrant...
Warrant!
Yeah, cops with a warrant do not try to compress you in a garbage truck. And you don't show up at 2:15 in the morning.
And it wasn't garbage day either.
And it was not garbage day.
They didn't get everybody else's garbage. Huh?
They didn't get it. Yeah, so it was not garbage day. And then
I got to say, that does sound like how those hits work. And that's why you'd need $2 million, is they wanted all official, covered up.
Right.
You hire the cops.
And the reason that it was...
You know, you can't get the cops to take part in a hit in every city. I know you can in Houston.
I think you can in every city.
Well, they got cops that kill people in most big cities.
Right.
But they usually work for organized crime. It's saying not every city has the police chief being part of it.
Oh, right. Well, I don't think the police chief was part of this, but certainly the cops were part of it.
Oh, yeah.
These were legitimate cops on legitimate motorcycles.
Sure, sure.
Right?
Well, you know the big thing. Most hitmen are cops. I mean, major cities.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think in almost all cities you find this. But
general public doesn't know.
I think the reason that they put out a report that I was dead is so that everybody's going, oh my God, McAfee died. And then Mac says, no, that's not true. So if McAfee does disappear the next day, no big deal. I'm not going to pay much attention.
No, that's how they do it. It just creates confusion. It
creates confusion, and therefore people won't pay much mind to it. Because really, if I was just to disappear out of the clear blue sky, people are going to talk. But the day before, there was a big article saying I had died and of a drug overdose.
You're really smart. I mean, obviously you're a smart guy. I've been told by high level Army officers that when I see these stories that I've been killed or disappeared, that's when I've got to be careful because they'll do that right before they disappear me.
You've actually heard that.
Oh yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, and I've had family that worked in black ops.
I just, and
in the muscle end of things, and they told me that.
No one told me. I just figured it out. Really.
Well,
no, there's some verification.
Oh, no, that's definitely true.
I can believe you as much as you can believe me.
No, that's true. That's true, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I think a big thing is, how did this all come together? And one of the interesting coincidences that John has reported, and you can check this out, the country of Belize, for the first time in that country's history, traveled abroad to what city? Portland, where John McAfee is living.
To play soccer.
To play soccer in a soccer game. And the team is like, you know, part-time carpenters.
Yeah, that's not even a real team.
Yeah.
They lost to the U.S. 6-0. They had no chance at all.
I think it was 6-1.
And this is the first time. Now, why would they come to Portland, Oregon, where I'm living? Get real. And this was 2 months before the hit, or the attempted hit.
Right.
Classic double down as an investigation, but call it a soccer game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Find out where he lives.
Now, it's hard, but people go, no, they didn't go to Portland. Check it on the internet.
ESPN.
Again, that is speculation. Undoubtedly, though, them coming to these people that came to your place, that is amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
And now you're in an armored redoubt.
I am in a location where I can guarantee you no one is going to get close to me. So, and I am angry. I've stopped being afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. I am pissed off. I am seriously.
Yeah, last time you were here, you had a pretty serious guy with you going around with you everywhere.
Yeah, well, I've got a whole bunch of serious people around me now, and they are serious people, and I'm serious myself. I swear, I am pissed off. Just come for me. That's the attitude I have. I know that's nonsense, and I know
that's my attitude.
So
hell, that's the only attitude you got to have in life.
What else can you have? Because I am seriously pissed, And I'm in a part of the world where anybody who comes is they're going to stand out. They're going to stand out big time. And I am.
Well, it's always safe to be with a bunch of hillbillies.
I'm a good old boy from the South.
Hillbillies, yeah, hillbillies are where to be.
I was raised in the Appalachian Mountains.
Stay there, Rick. I'm right back to you. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
John McAfee with us for the balance of the hour with the investigative journalist who's with him, who, of course, writes for the site SiliconAngle.com. And we appreciate both of you gentlemen joining us here today. As promised, we're going to phone calls. But, John, what brought you to South by Southwest?
I didn't come to South by Southwest. I came to see you, Alex.
Well, I'm flattered.
I talked to John about what our strategy would be. He's going to write the first two chapters of a, maybe a 20,000-word report. Then we needed to go and talk to somebody live. And I said, Alex Jones. He said, why Alex Jones? I said, number one, he's a friend. And number two, he has an extraordinarily loyal listener base. And what we need are people that will believe us and we'll get this story out.
I mean, I've got to point out, you were in Belize on the run, and the two interviews you did because your friend told you to do it was Alex Jones and Joe Rogan.
That's it. That's absolutely.
And I can tell you, Joe's for real, too. You know, he's a great guy.
He is, no question.
He's certainly a character. Have you met him in person yet?
I have not. I enjoy talking
to him. You should do his podcast. I've known him since like 1998 when he finished news radio. So, I mean, he's just an awesome guy. You guys ready to go to phone calls?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
This is a short segment, 18-minute segment coming up after this. Chris is in Massachusetts, and he's retired military, wants to talk to John McAfee. Thank you for calling in. You're also talking to John Casaretto, who's an investigative journalist. Go ahead.
It's a real honor and pleasure to be able to address all three of you. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because the oath of loyalty was taken by myself and as other military. All military take it to defend a constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I've realized over time that this cutting edge that I listen to on this show with guests like yourselves, Alex, you and your staff, are defending the true government of the republic. Our government of the republic is one of the constitution, and anything that feigns to take away our constitutional rights, which government is supposed to protect, is not our true government. And so I want to thank all of you gentlemen for seeking to save the true government. And I want to thank you for your loyalty to the true government of the United States, which is one of a constitutional representative republic.
Well, God bless you, sir. I don't want to live under the globalist tyranny. You're absolutely right. These are domestic enemies that are trying to claim those of us that want to live in the republic are the enemy. John McAfee, your comment on that.
Yeah, Chris, I want to thank you for your comment, sir. You know, it brought tears to my eyes.
He had a lot of authority in his voice.
He did, and you do, Chris. I'm putting my own life on the line here because without freedom, we don't have a life. And thank you for your comments, sir.
Absolutely. God bless you. Anything else, Chris?
I've been out on the street in Massachusetts for a year and a half with signs, placards that I make of my own. There's well over 150 of them if you don't count double sides. And a lot of horns, a lot of thumbs up, and a lot of thumbs up when I have Infowars.com, too. So Massachusetts, we're still in the 50 states, and we're loyal to the true government of the United States, just as you men are. And I'm very, very happy and honored to be in your company.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, I'm loyal to George Washington. You know, that's the type of thing I'm loyal to, not this New World Order, sell everybody out, dishonorable. I'm loyal to people that are honorable, and you can believe what they say, because that's really all there is in this world. Like Tony Montana says, only two things in this world.
We all know what that is.
Anyways, let's take another phone call. Another Chris. Chris in Canada. You're on the air with John McAfee. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Quick question, John. Is there any evidence that there might be British involvement with this Belize passport thing, considering that they are the former British Honduras?
I have no evidence whatsoever that links Britain in any way to the sale of passports, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Never heard any chatter about that. I guess they left in about the late 80s. I know when I was a kid going down there, you saw jump jets and British troops.
The British troops have since left.
Yeah, when did they leave?
Maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go ahead. It's weird to see jump jets and British troops and Central America. Go ahead, Ernie in California. You're on the air. We're going to break in 1 minute, but go ahead and get your question out.
All right, hey.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
John? I'm really glad he's in the pissed mode because that's going to save his back. And I want to thank him for coming out with that software when it comes. And that one question I have for you gentlemen, the Malaysian flight that went down, four of the top chip makers were from Freestyle Semiconductor or something like that. Now that they're gone, that patent goes to Cargill. I know that's a
Carlisle Group. Story, really?
I wonder what you thought about that.
Yeah, there were a bunch of top tech people on that plane. We're going to come back with John McAfee and his investigative journalist is with him. John, we'll get their take on this. I want your take on the Malaysian flight. Glad that caller called in. Thank you, Ernie. Peter, Stephanie, and others. Toll-free number to ask questions unscreened. Just make sure they're addressed to our guests. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Now confirmed, the U.S. government spying on Matt Drudge. That story on InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
With us, ladies and gentlemen. Any websites, Twitter accounts, Facebooks, anything you want to plug, anything you want to say that you forgot to say before we answer the question about the missing Malaysian flight that's the big mystery right now, and then go back to phone calls.
All right. What I want to say is, everybody out there, take responsibility for the technology that you own and realize that the risks that you are putting yourself under by not being aware of all of these risks. So download the Cognizant app. Run it on your phone. You're going to be shocked at what you find out.
I can't wait because I already know what's running on it. It's incredible, but I guess it's all right there, and I've seen reviews. People have seen it. It shows everything right there in real time. So it's just like your antivirus software would show you the viruses. This shows you all the spy links. And
What it does, it's not in real time. You run it, and it will tell you which of your applications are doing what. You get to choose at that moment. You don't have to wait for them to actually be spying on you.
It tells you what they do. It's like a scan.
It tells you what they do before they do it. And then you can choose at that point to
that way you don't have to read 20-page contract and find the fine print written in Martian.
Absolutely.
To explain what they're doing.
Yeah, and John's like a forefather of giving away software. And then you know, claiming it on the back, monetizing that on the back end. So, you know, it's a lot of things. He invented antivirus, but he's also, you know, invented basically the way everybody does with these
apps. Yeah, what do you think of Dr. Stallman and his free software movement?
Well, you know, Dr. Stallman is a nice British gentleman, and we're talking about Dr. Stallman in England.
Stallman, we had him on the other day, you know, the Genu guy. Yeah, Richard Stallman.
I think he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, but I mean, he's into the free software. Go ahead.
Yes, same thing. So, yeah, so I basically invented to give the software away for free, and almost everybody does that now, although most of them it's not really free. You get to use it for a month, and then they shut it down. I believe that once people see the value of something down the road, maybe they'll just pay for maintenance or they'll buy the next product that you come out the door with. So, you know, I'm not out to make a fortune right now.
I never did that on purpose. I wanted my films to be seen because I wanted to prove the things I was saying. And other talk show asked had a coffee cup or a newsletter. They had to make money and pay their bills and have a crew. I made documentaries, which probably aren't the best in the world, production wise, but content, it's good info. And I would let people copy him when nobody else would.
Yes.
And that built a huge
nice
listenership.
Absolutely.
And I wasn't doing it on purpose. Then later, like, branders and marketers went, look at his genius plan to get everybody early. But I was just doing the right thing.
You were. Stumbled into it. You're following your heart. If you follow your heart, you're going to make money. This is a fact.
See, I want to have a conversation with you about that, because you're a really interesting guy. I mean, what makes you tick? British father, American mother, right? Or was it vice versa?
No, it's American father, British mother. My father was an American soldier during the war.
That's right. And then came back to the Appalachians. And that's where you grew up.
That's where I grew up. Yeah, I'm not sure what makes me tick. I care about people. I care about relationships. I love a lot, you know, and if you love, you get hurt. And I'm willing to risk all those things.
That's right. But I feel sorry for all those cold-blooded people that are sociopaths. And they think they're so cool because they don't have any heart, but they're totally unfulfilled people.
I agree fully. And the world is full of sociopaths now because people spend all of their time connecting with their smartphones. I've seen people text each other at the same table. You know, it's like it's insane.
You're right. In fact, I was reading a study on that. It's artificially making people more sociopathic
and more isolated.
Artificially, because you're pretty much born a sociopath, they think. This is artificially making people dehumanized. You're a tech guy. What do you think of that, John?
Well, yeah, I think that's one of the things. We've had some conversations. John was actually at this conversation. We were talking to a guy who was pretty deep in some of these operations, government operations. And he was talking about, you know, at some point we're going to have to come back to a nonverbal form of communication. Because they can intercept everything. They're intercepting, you know, conversations. They can pick it up in the streets when you're walking around. You know, people are going to have to figure out a way to get back to basics when, as they say, SHTF, right? You know, how can people take their privacy back, take their freedom back, you know? And that's one of the things that we talked about at that point. And I think that, you know, we're becoming very dependent on these technology devices. I use it, and I certainly enjoy it. It's kind of like, you know, this balance
act. It's like the Borg are assimilating us.
Yeah.
They're just rolling it out. We're accepting it, and it's becoming ubiquitous.
Yes. Yeah, well, my phone tells me, hey, it's time to leave for your flight. You know, this is when you have to leave to make it to
it's
the
It's time airport. To take protein shake.
Yeah.
It's assigned to make a left turn here so that we're not even aware of where we're
Well, it's all my crew that knows how to really use all this stuff. Yeah. And so they're trying to get me in shape and stuff. So it's like 7:30, time for protein shake. 8, time for workout. And they're all feeding me data. And it's like, bing, 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 bing. It's like.
I like it and I hate it because you come dependent on it, right? I mean, I remember when I first, you know, I don't even know anybody's phone number. It's all in my Google contacts.
Oh, used to I could memorize numbers.
Yes, absolutely.
Used to I could do math in my brain. Now I literally can't do math. I'd use the calculator.
I don't even know my own phone numbers. This is a fact. You know, and that's how tragic it's become.
Yeah.
We are Borgs without the metal implants. We carry the implant in our hands.
Well, that's coming. Right.
Exactly. I got to talk about some news breaking on DrudgeReport.com. Showdown, Kerry gives Russia Monday deadline. And the Ukrainians are asking NATO to basically attack the Russians. The Russians are massing troops on the border. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs said they're prepared to military respond. This is crazy town.
Well, war is money, Alex.
Yeah,
it is money. It's how we jump ahead rapidly through war.
And then look at this under it, even creepier. Homeland monitors Drudge Report. Details of DHS Media Monitoring Capability Program revealed. Newly obtained document revealed under the Freedom of Information Act confirms the Department of Homeland Security keeps tabs on Drudge Report as part of its media monitoring program. It's worse than that, folks. We have documents, and that's why they've sued to get them, to get the full documents, that they're spying directly and telling TSA, basically that this is a threat, the Drudge Report's evil, and that I'm evil. But it shows that they're not as powerful as people think they are if they're scared of news websites.
Right, absolutely. Information is power. It is power. And the more information we have, the more powerful we become. How powerful did we become when we found out that the NSA was spying? We became very powerful. Very powerful because we became pissed off. We became frightened. And no one wants that. People want the populace to be at ease. And
sedate while they roll over us.
That's it, basically it. And so when we stop being sedated, they panic. This is the fact.
That's the name of the game. They want to sedate us. They want to calm us so we just quietly slip off into Neverland. Gentlemen, I want to get into that question. What do you think is going on with this Malaysian flight? It's like 5 days or whatever it's been missing, 6 days. What's going on here?
Well, either it was picked up by a flying saucer, which I doubt very seriously, or there's something nefarious going on. I believe we're going to find out that there is criminal activity involved, possibly a hijacking.
Remember when the Chinese forced down that AWAC to steal its technology?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of top tech people on the plane. What do you think?
Yeah, what was on that plane?
What was on that plane? A bunch of top tech people, number one. So either it went down and someone benefited, or maybe it's innocuous. Maybe it just had a mechanical error. However, why would it be changing directions? This is the issue.
My gut tells me it's either a hijacking or a government remote control, which they admit are on those planes, and landed it as a tech heist.
Could be. Could be. I do believe there's criminal activity. I think that will that's another thing we can test McAfee and his intuition or his information.
Well, that's the Chinese did that with the AWAC that time.
Absolutely.
And this plane's flying by China and it just disappears.
Absolutely.
There was like fake passports and stuff involved too. I've seen a couple stories around that.
Back to fake passports.
Yeah.
And you said South Korea. That's
South Korea. Absolutely. That both South Korea and the Middle East. That is where police makes most of its money. Off of the issuing of new identities and fake passports.
And you got those Iranians thrown in the mix.
Absolutely. Well, that's Middle Easterns again.
That was the same deal, but on the plane. Meanwhile, while we're worried about that, I mean, literally, they're not crazy enough to actually start a war with Russia, are they?
Well, why not? I mean, why let them get more powerful? That might be some thinking. Again, I'm an adamant opponent of war. However, the military-industrial complex cannot survive without it. Think about it.
And I guess they're saying Al-Qaeda is not the threat. That's our new ally in Syria. So they say domestic groups and the Russians are the new enemy.
And who are the domestic groups? You and I?
Yeah, they say libertarians, returning veterans, gun owners, basically old-fashioned men and women. I mean, just people that don't want to be total slaves. We're bad.
Well, I guess we
bad John McAfee.
I'm as bad as I get.
Both of us. He's bad. Bad, bad, bad.
He just called me Satan earlier.
He likes it.
I was just joking. No. You do. I literally, it just clicked earlier. The archetypal handsome devil pops up when you look at John McAfee. I'm sure you've heard that before.
I have, yes.
Yeah, I mean, no. If I was a Hollywood Central caster and I was going to come up with the devil, it would be John McAfee. But he's not actually a devil. Because, see, folks, the devil doesn't really look like the devil looks in Hollywood. The devil looks more like Hillary Clinton. No, I've noticed it more innocuous. The devil doesn't actually show up looking like the archetypal handsome devil. The devil shows up like a nice little old lady who wants the moral high ground and, oh, Sonny, can you help me? Can you let me run your life or you're a bad man? The devil tells you you're a racist if you don't turn your guns in. The devil accuses you and tells you you shouldn't have freedom. And then all these movies twist it to say the devil wants to give you freedom, like Al Pacino's Devil's Advocate. I want to empower humanity. I'm a fan of humanity. BS. BS. The devil wants to enslave, not empower.
Well, if the devil looked like the devil, we would not get close enough to become ensnared, would we?
Exactly. Exactly. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very clear. Let's talk to Peter in New York. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Wow, it's a thrill to be participate in your discussion here. I am a little bit I have a problem with Mr. McAfee's sort of demonization of Hezbollah. I think it's far more likely that the British are up to shenanigans there in Belize than Hezbollah. Hezbollah It's a resistance movement engaged in national defense. They do not come over to the Western Hemisphere.
All right, let me stop you. Let me stop you, sir, because I'm going to say something. I want John to say something. I'm not anti-Iran. They invite me on Iranian TV every week, and I'm too busy to do it. National television, okay? Let me explain something. I'm against attacking Iran. I want Iran to be able to have power and be able to have refineries and be able to have a good culture, okay? But the head of the Iranian military said we have asymmetrical warfare capability in the U.S. sleeper cells. So he made that threat, and I have changed my stance towards Iran a lot with those type of statements coming out because I don't want to have World War III. The Iranian government stands to gain from conflict, just like the Russians. Putin's going to get more powerful out of the West messing with them. I don't want war. I'm not saying Putin's good or the U.S. is good or Iran's good. These governments all tend to act the same, John.
Okay, in terms of the, you don't believe the Hezbollah thing, there are documented reports in newspapers throughout Mexico and Belize of Hezbollah agents being arrested with Belizean passports.
What does he say about the Iranian military commander, their Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, saying we have sleeper cells? Are you denying that?
I'm saying Hezbollah is strictly a resistance.
No, I know Hezbollah is their militia armies in Lebanon and places. I understand that.
It's engaged in a national. It's defensive. It's not an offensive force. It's strictly defensive.
Well, when they arrested them, they had Hezbollah literature and stuff. But I mean, obviously,
no, they were well known Hezbollah agents. And if you want to go and Google it, simply Google Hezbollah Belizean.
Listen, if I'm going to infiltrate the U.S., I'm not going to send regular army. I'm going to send underground commandos. That's the kind of people that know how to infiltrate. It's people that have been fighting and beating the Israelis in Lebanon. I'm not going to send a regular Iranian army officer.
So, again, I'm not going to argue one way or the other. I'm just saying, Google it yourself. Find out the truth yourself. I mean, I can tell
you. You're not anti-Iranian, are you?
Absolutely not. I'm not anti any generic thing. I am anti what's happening to me.
Of Hezbollah, it's a red flag for me. This is not right.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just telling you, if I was an Iranian general, that's who I would send. I mean, the Iranian general said, we have sleeper cells in your country.
Again, just Google it, sir, and if I am wrong, I will eat my shoe on television right here.
Well, there's News 5, who helped Hezbollah terrorists get Benghazi passport Nadis, Belize, Belizean.
Belizean, there it is. That's one of them. So trust me, it's happening. I've heard it. I have documentation.
The head of their military said it on Iranian state TV.
Now, it may be wrong and may be hard to believe, but unfortunately, it's very hard even for me to believe what's actually happening.
That happens to me in my life. My life is so crazy and so weird. I don't tell people half of it because people wouldn't believe it. Truth is stranger than fiction.
I agree. My truth is, that's for sure.
Oh, man, I tell you. Peter, listen, we're not your enemy, buddy. But, I mean, did you see the report where the head of the Iranian military said we have asymmetrical groups in your country?
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Wait, do you believe the photograph of the passport? Just read.
Hold on, sir. This is on Press TV. Guys, put it on screen. I want to give him the headline if you can find that. Thanks. Whatever. I appreciate your call. People call me still and go, I don't believe they have goats that are part spiders that produce armored milk. I mean, that's been out for 15 years. They just do not believe us. I just do not understand it. Stephanie in Iowa, you're on the air with John McAfee and company. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for doing everything that you do. Appreciate getting on, first-time caller. I do have a question about the app. I don't know. I got into the conversation late. So the app is coming out when?
It should be out in 5 days.
In 5 days. And you just get it from Google Play?
Google, absolutely. It's totally free.
Okay, perfect. And then exactly like, I don't have smartphones that I actually use. They don't have service or anything. So, but I'm just scared that they're still taking still pictures or they can listen into conversations.
Well,
so it'll let me know, all that stuff.
If you don't have a smartphone, you don't have much to worry about.
Okay.
If you have an Android phone, then you definitely need to run this app.
Yeah, because it's an Android phone, but no service on it, and there's an iPhone, no service on it, and tablets, and...
Well, that may be a blessing in disguise.
Okay, perfect. And then I have a question on, or a comment about that, the plane. I think that they were flying under the radar at, like, under 3,000 feet, and they're, somebody, another country is probably wanting something on that plane or something.
Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, and you can see, like, I watch the news, I'm like, I can see right through their lies, and they'll never say anything like that.
Well, if they knew some government was involved, they may be diplomatically deciding what to do, like Benghazi. Appreciate your call. Great questions. Great points. Paul in Connecticut. We're moving quick now. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the air.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Paul.
Look, I was told by an old OSS guy that you got your start at McAfee by actually creating the viruses and then having that software there to solve it. So kind of like a Hegelian, create the problem, have the solution ready.
Right.
If that's true, and I'd love to hear, I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys, your response to that. But if that's true, I mean, I would be suspect to this new software that you have. Will your code be open for everyone to look at?
Well, we're not putting out source code. We're putting out an app. You're free to disassemble it and look at it yourself if you wish. But think about it. There were at the time thousands of computer viruses. Why would I spend months or have my team spend months?
Why would you build a fish hatchery when you got plenty of fish?
Right. You got more fish than you can possibly deal with. We could barely keep up with the viruses that were out there. So we certainly had no time to build new ones. And that would be senseless.
Hey, skip this network break. Skip this network break. Go ahead.
Okay. It would just be a senseless thing to do. So I can categorically say, and you can talk to any of the McAfee employees that were there at the time. That thought never crossed
my
mind.
But see, that's those rumors. I always love it. Like, there's rumors you're really Bill Hicks. No proof. You son of a bitch, I'm going to kill you. Or there's a guy, an old OSS guy told me you were really making the viruses. We now know it's the FBI, it's the governments that are making the viruses to steal data and surveil everybody. It's never come out that virus companies are making viruses. Why would you ever do that? Because you would surely get caught. It came out the U.S. government with the Israelis made Stuxnet. You cannot hide this stuff.
Yeah, you'd make a lot more money writing the code to correct the real viruses that are out there. And when it first started, it wasn't the government's doing. When it first started, it was really just hackers throughout the world that were, you know, like people just wanting to disrupt life because they had no life of their own.
Yeah, now it's cybercrime. I mean, there's a guy named Kaspersky who has his software suite. He's a Russian guy, a former KGB dude. And this guy, he does a lot of research into all these viruses, and he's been at the forefront of exposing the things like Stuxnet, breaking it down, who put it together, what does this code look like, and all the follow-ups that came out of that was Flame. There's been a couple other versions out there. There's all kinds of people writing viruses all over the world. And now it's all about cybercrime and surveillance. It's government sponsored, you know, a lot of these things.
It's now the Chinese, Russian, U.S. government, NATO, EU. It's an all-out exploitation war. Mm-hmm. Brzezinski's argument is they even want to run the crime and run the money laundering so, quote, others don't get that market and blood supply. That's the argument for the system to run crime openly.
And we are woefully unprepared for what's happening.
Where's it all going, John McAfee?
If we don't do something, it's going into absolute devastation for this country. Absolute.
Describe why.
Because all you have to do is destabilize the economy. For example, if you look at what's happened just in the past few months, three or four major retailers, large retailers. We've got Target. We have Neiman Marcus.
It's a whole bunch of them.
Where hundreds of millions of credit cards were stolen. Now think, what if they only managed to get $100 or $200 off of each one? Think what that's going to do to this economy. Think what it has done, perhaps, to this economy. And it's getting worse and worse. So
is that a state job, probably Russians or something with Target?
You know, I don't think so. I think it depends what we call by the state. In Russia, it's difficult to separate this.
Well, this mafia deep state.
Right. The mafia deep state, I think, is what's doing it.
Yeah. But, you know, when they take credit information, when they take money, I mean, those things to the consumer are very recoverable. You can clean up your credit and you've got certain protections and things like that. No doubt there's a big impact. But what a lot of people don't realize is that when these breaches happen, where they grab your username and your information, your username, your password, it's a well-known fact that something like 80-85% of people reuse their passwords everywhere. So if I've grabbed your password for Angry Birds or whatever, you know, there's a good chance that's part of your password, if not your actual password.
And that's the big issue. And we got guys saying, John, are you the one making the viruses? Which I don't think is a bad question. I'm not attacking the caller. Is he still there? You got any final comments?
It's a fair question.
Hi, guys. Yeah, so look, identity theft companies make money. They want to maybe go to an RFID and to the credit cards themselves, another business opportunity there. So these are all problem reaction solutions, too, in part. So I just wanted to know if...
An arms race, yeah, where they keep releasing the new weapons. I got to jump to other people. I appreciate your call. John McAfee, you're the problem. You just heard it. Let's talk to Jonathan in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex? How are you, John?
We're doing pretty good. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is my area of expertise. I just want to say to the previous caller that Hezbollah, as well as the IRA and the Mexican cartel, actually do business together to try to gain forms of obtaining a weapon of mass destruction. So anything you hear to the contrary is quite the lie.
You're absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct, sir.
And I also want to say that as far as people, have you heard about the petition going around where people are being, in here in America, or on our land, that are being obstructed with low-pressure frequencies? You should make an application to help people in your own country before you do anything else in any other country.
There's all sorts of stuff. To detect stuff like that, very interesting. Thank you, Jonathan. We're going to move quick now. Rick in Nevada, you're on the air with John McAfee.
Yes, sir. Paul stole my thunder, but I'd like to ask you to consider making the cognizant open source or free software, as free as in free code and free as in free beer. Please.
We will certainly consider that, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew in Illinois, go ahead.
Good luck. God be with you, John, and with you, Alex. There's a lot of stuff coming down and in our country. And we're going to get hopefully we get a pro-gun governor for Illinois. That's what we're looking forward to. I've already received a phone call.
Oh, there's a libertarian wave taking the country over. We're about to take over the Republican Party. That's why Obama might start a war with the Russians, to make him the hero to get his whole agenda through. And that's why I just realized I got a bad feeling. And I've been having one for 6 months, John. I think they may actually start a big war with Russia. I think we're in deep crap. What do you say?
You know, I have no information on that whatsoever.
But I'm saying,
it's a believable scenario, no question about it.
I just hope cooler heads prevail. What do you think, Andrew? They don't want us to take the country back.
Well, I'm all for what you're doing, and I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. Speaking of planes, real quick, on the Kennedy plane downing, there was two 911 stories in UPI and Associated Press about mid-air explosion. Once they found the debris field, they killed the story.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about JFK Jr.?
Yep.
Well, they killed him deader than a hammer because he was going to probably run for the Senate and then president. And there was no way he'd end up losing down the road.
That is true. Whether that actually happened, I do not know, but you are.
Oh, I remember going over all the evidence, man. They killed him deader than a hammer. Thanks, Andrew. Final caller, Raymond in California, real fast.
Oh, hey, guys. I remember you guys were talking about the software privacy issue, but I also read an article that there were 3G spy chips inside many electronic
devices. Yeah, what about Intel and all those guys that have chips that power up themselves?
Well, this is a serious problem. The question is what motivated them to do this? I suspect that there was serious pressure from one or more agencies within the U.S. government to do this, because this opens up everybody to every kind of spying. And
yeah, even if your computer's not wired in, what do they call that? Boxed? Or
yes.
So even if your computer's not, they can just energize it, suck
everything out. So, again, I have no specific information on this, and I hate to comment on things I know nothing about, but it certainly bodes ill for all of us.
Well, let's admit it, and it's incredible. Thank you so much, caller. Guys, great interview, whoismcafee.com. And, of course, you can visit the site that's doing these reports, siliconangle.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. It was a great 2 hours of radio today.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right, folks, Lord willing, we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And then I'll be back tomorrow with the Friday edition of the Worldwide Transmission. And then Sunday, I'll be in studio live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday Transmission. I'm going to go have a cup of coffee with John McAfee and company. Great job to the crew. Until next time. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
products. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.